babies to movies. That's it. Can't do it. Done. Can't do it. So, of course, some guy with a three-year-old filed a lawsuit under the UNRU Act. It shows you how stupid these laws are.
Tell you what, I don't know if you've ever been to Angel Stadium. There's some don't bring sand to the beach when you go watch a game there, I'll tell you what.
Let's listen. The Tom Likas Show. Weekdays at 3 on AM 970. Solid State Radio. If you haven't heard the Rick Emerson Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah.
You know what bugs me is people who get all weird about what kind of water they drink and what...
The only time I have had a problem with water, you know, from the faucet is after I saw Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I have not.
Oh, don't ever see it if you ever want to enjoy a glass of water again.
Well,
chunks of people floating around in there.
Rick, if you live off Powell, you drink deeply from Mount Tabor.
Rick Emerson.
You know that beavers ate in that body of water.
Don't you remember when a transient fell into that?
No.
And drown a couple years ago?
No, yeah. I don't remember that.
And they had to drain it.
You know, when they drown, they release their bowels. That's the worst part. The worst part.
You drank bowels.
You didn't drink the bowels. You drank
a beaver's not that big anyway.
Mount Tabor is people.
Let's listen. Rick Emerson. Weekdays noon to Likas on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep begins now.
Thank you for coming by, making it part of your listening day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 1 minute and 53 seconds after the hour of 12 in this, the month of June, the year of our Lord, 2006. Thank you for coming along, making it part of your listening day. It is the Rick Emerson Show, live from the plushly appointed yet not overly... You hear those pee sounds? Those are what they call plosives in broadcasting school. Have you perhaps accompanied Scotty J or... erstwhile producer, Kristen Bowie. No, not erstwhile. What's that word? It's a word that's like erstwhile, but it... Oh, whatever. That's what they call a plosive when you take a voice and articulation class. It's like that. We are here at the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. This, my friends, in case you had any doubts, any prevarication in your head, any equivocation, in case you were even the slightest bit uncertain, let me clarify for it right now. This is the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming along. It is Friday, and welcome to Day 12. You're going to be part of today's program for whatever godforsaken reason. It is 503-733-2970. We appreciate your radio patronage and so forth. You can also email me like it's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick@rickemerson.com. .com. All right, so here's what is coming up today. I have to tell you, it's been what we call a bit of a day. Not only today, so far, but the last 24 hours as well. So we'll talk about this more later on, but I there's two things that I did not realize it would reach such heights of insanity. The first is this business of the mystery sound, and I know right now. And I guess technically it's four syllables, but I'm kind of trashy, so it just comes out as three. Mystery sound. But just the three syllables, mystery sound, I know that they're enough now to induce palpitations in many of the people in the audience. That's fine. You know, I'm right there with you. We're going to be doing it later on. We're going to be clarifying the mystery sound a little further. And I swear to God, if we don't have somebody get it like today, there's just going to be some sort of violent resolution to this. There's going to have to be some sort of hostage taking that has to take place. But we will resolve this one way or the other. I'm going to create a timeline. It's going to happen sometime today. Later on today, I'm going to create some sort of a timeline for how we're going to get rid of this. But the second thing is this. The second thing is this announcement, which we've been talking about. Now, there were two announcements that were going to happen this week. And I know I'm putting the thing before the other thing, the cart before the thing that carried the horse. Well, that's, you're just going to have to bear with me today. Because everything today is sort of, this is, the whole program is sort of ad hoc because there's so many things happening today. Oh, that's, oh, there's been some sort of terrible. There's been some sort of terrible glitch. Mm-hmm. I had it all ready to go, too. All right, well, I was attempting to conceal this fact. But I think that ship has sailed. Oh, hello there.
As you were saying.
Suddenly it's all very scary and I feel very alone without the music to shield me. So I was attempting to conceal the fact that Tim Riley and I are actually here in the studio. Sans, our good friend, Sarah, who's ostensibly the producer of this program, who comes in to make things flow smoothly and without error. Today is not that day. And so I'm unclear about how much of this story I should even reveal. I'm not even sure what I should say and what I should not say. Well, I guess you and I do have a truthful relationship.
She can't get fired from her job.
No, day's not over. I do believe that this... Wait, hold on. I think I've got it here. Wait.
It's at the very top, I believe.
No, I've got it. And...
Start. There you go.
Oh, look at that. Now, see, if I'd known to hit that button... If I'd been able to... This is like some wizard behind the curtain business happening here. If I'd known to hit that button and not the button right above it, everything would have remained intact. The facade would have remained fantastic. Look at this. Look at this again with the calls. I'm looking at the... I'm looking at the calls right here, and I hear we're getting the mystery sound the noises. All right. Well, now I've interrupted myself with an interruption. Well, we'll get to the Sarah thing in a moment, but we have been teasing that we have two announcements coming up. We've been teasing that there are two big announcements. Now, one of them, of course, we revealed yesterday, and that is that Don and Mike are going to be joining the cast of this very fine radio station. Don and Mike are going to be taking... Nobody can really replace Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry is a unique and singular talent, but sliding into that slot on Monday. And we're glad to have him, too. We have said for the longest time that Tom Likas is the most divisive figure on the radio station, and that's probably true. But I will tell you that Don and Mike are a close second because there is no middle of the road on those guys. No one is undecided about the Don and Mike show. Everybody either loves Don and Mike or everybody wants to see Don and Mike perish in some sort of a fiery supernova. So... We announced yesterday that Don and Mike are going to be taking over the 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. slot on this radio station starting Monday, the 26th. That is, 3 days from now. It is also worth noting that as of Monday, Stephanie Miller, the Stephanie Miller Show, will take over mornings on AM 970, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. She's out of Los Angeles. It's a great show. She's West Coast. She's based in Los Angeles. Live show. And she's hilarious, by the way. We're going to be talking to her in just a few minutes. Stephanie Miller will be joining us on the Rick Emerson Show here in, 7, 8, 9 minutes. And we will talk to her and find out her thoughts on coming to. And I'm going to try to get her to say Oregon instead of the Rickhillsian pronunciation of Oregon, which you can't say because then it rubs everybody the wrong way.
She must know that because she's on the West Coast.
But you know, but no, because as soon as... You would think so. But here's the thing. As soon as I said the phrase, Stephanie Miller coming to... You know, immediately, I got a bunch of people who are apparently familiar with her, or they've seen her interviewed, or they knew her from back in the day, or whatever. And apparently, she's an Oregon sayer. So we're going to try to correct her on that front. But there is yet one more announcement. So there was Stephanie Miller, which we announced earlier this week. There was Donna Mike, whose addition to the radio station we announced yesterday. And then today, probably in the second hour. It's not going to be in this hour of the show. It's probably coming up in the second hour of the show. We will have really what is, by any rational unit of measurement, what is a huge announcement. It's massive. And it is so big, I can't even hint at it, I can't tease at it, because it involves other people. It's not a secret just about me. It is not a secret, it is not something that just involves this radio program. It is a secret that involves external people and outside forces. Third parties, as they say in legal patois. So later on, like in the second hour, I will be revealing that. But I should note that yet last night... there were other radio stations actually speculating about what that announcement was. And we'll play the audio later on, but over at KUFO, our very fine sister station, Our good friends Court and Fatboy actually ambushed me on the air last night about the secret announcements, about the huge announcements coming out today. They were not successful in prying it out of my lips, but we will be announcing it later on, and I'll play that call as well. All right. What else? What, we have watchers today?
I think so.
I'm a little... The programming matrix is intact. Yeah. All right, we got to... yesterday's top five was so fantastic, we're actually going to replay it today. We have Scotty J's top five summer songs of all time. We're going to get to that. What else? We have CNN radio correspondent Ed McGuire. Lisa Goddard was just absent, by the way, from the lineup. I got the CNN prep sheet this morning. Not anywhere on there. There was no reference. Like, she didn't even exist. There's no reference of her. She's gone the way of all Pat St. Clair's, apparently. Well, we'll find that. We'll pump Roop for information. So CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy coming up later on at this hour. And then at 1:30, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio is going to join us as well. What else? Now, we got that song about girls who cut themselves. The top five, which I've already mentioned. And then again, next hour, we've got a big announcement coming up. And I am amazed that the sort of the dike has held this long, that the fortress of solitude that I have wrapped around this secret has held. And yes, we'll be... What is it? What kind of guess is this? I'm looking at the screen. The mystery sound, Rick. Is it an ob... Listen to this. This is an actual guess. I'm reading this off the screen. Is it an oblong thing with a plastic handle? Yes, yes it is. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. All right. It's 503-733-2970. We're going to go to the city desk here in just a moment. Tim Riley's working on the following stories for your edification.
Police are searching for a body near the Ross Island Bridge after fishermen find hair and socks in the water. A rendering trek overturns, dumping animal parts in I-5.
Fantastic.
Korean missiles may reach the West Coast, but are we afraid? No. And Nicole Kidman will have an off this weekend.
To who? Oh, to, what's his
Keith
name?
Urban.
To
Keith Urban. Yeah.
Boy, was ever a guy more misnamed than him. Anyway, so that's all coming up. And I guess we have to make the announcement at this point because it is now... You ever hear this phrase, conspicuous through its very absence?
Yes.
That's just sort of where we are now. You may have noticed that we glossed over the introduction of Sarah Dillon today. Sarah Dillon is... She is in absentia. She is incommunicado.
As young people her age up and are.
I have to tell you this. So I did in fact get a phone call from Sarah this morning at 7:30 a.m. And the phone call, and my wife could testify to this, by the way. I get a phone call from Sarah Dillon this morning at 7:30 a.m. And normally when it's 7:30 a.m., it's like I'm going to be early, I'm going to be late. Yeah, you know, I'm pregnant. It's not I'm pregnant, but you know, it's always some news like that. Here's what I got this morning. I answer the phone at 7:30 a.m. and it's Sarah Dillon. Go, hey Rick, how are you? And I'm fine, Sarah. How are you?
I haven't been to bed yet.
I said, how wonderful for you. How are you feeling?
Fine.
Meet some friends. Just hanging out. And I said, okay. See you at noon.
Sure.
That was the last I heard of her. It's now noon plus 13 minutes, by the way, for those of you who are playing the home game. So we'll find out where in the world is Sarah X. Dillon. It's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to your personal savior at the city desk. It's Tim Riley. Oh, come on.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour. And now, from the city desk, Tim Riley.
From Hightown, the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat Tim Riley reporting.
It's going to be the best show ever.
It is. Well, police divers are searching for a body in the Willamette after hair and a pair of socks were found by fishermen at the Ross Island Bridge. The fishermen told police they snagged the items last night near the Holgate Slough and then threw them back in the river for some unknown reason.
So this is where?
This is the Ross Island Bridge, south of there.
So this is the, and it's the Holgate what?
The Holgate Slough.
And that's a what again? Is that like a sluice?
I'm not sure, but that's where fishermen fish.
Okay, and this is not on the Ross Island Bridge, because the Ross Island Bridge
is south of there.
South, so it's, okay, so this is in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. All right, and they found a body, or they just found hair?
Hair and socks.
See, and you all know what I'm talking about here. It's almost less disturbing if they find the whole body. You know what I mean? Like if they find the whole, you know, if you're able to find.